from the Keystone CPAs News Studios. KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It is 65 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local stories this hour. Smile, you're on camera. On the way, why Reno City Council says they're installing a fresh set of eyes along the Truckee River. Reno says they're bringing back the 4th of July parade, but not everyone on City Council is on board.
Okay, I can't support that. Thank you.
Okay. Directly ahead, why some City Council members wanted to throw cold water on the hot parade. And the ACLU heading to Nevada's highest court over one city's agreement with ICE agents. Coming up, what the group's beef with Las Vegas is over. These stories and more on the news at noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. FM News. Time. It is 12:07. Call it winter's revenge. It's our top local story. We are about to see a massive change in the weather pattern, with snow expected to be measured in feet in some locations and possibly a dusting of the white stuff right here in Reno. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch along the Sierra and I-80 freeway corridor starting tomorrow afternoon at 5 and lasting through the weekend. 1 to 2 feet of snow possible above 4,500 feet, and that's right above the valley floor, with up to 3 to 4 feet along the highest peaks. For Lake Tahoe, snow totals could reach 6 to 10 inches around the lake, with as much as 28 inches above 7,000 feet and along Sierra Passes. We'll get more weather directly ahead in moments. Well, smile, you're on camera. Reno City Council approving the use of cameras along the Truckee River waterfront.
So what these cameras will do is essentially alert us if there is any litter or unwanted activity in a spot. It will then allow our rangers to go out to that unwanted activity, that littering, that, and say, hey, what are you doing here?
City spokesman Landon Miller talking to KRNV TV Channel 4. Well, the council also approving a 4th of July parade right in time for America's 250th birthday, but not everyone on council was in favor, particularly over the cost.
Okay, I can't support that. Thank you.
Okay.
I can't either.
Okay.
I'm definitely in support of option one.
Okay.
Council members Brandy Anderson and Kathleen Taylor, but others say, hey, the cost really not that big a deal.
And I'm certainly going to make a pitch. I'm certainly sure you are to for sponsorships.
It's not going to cost the city $100,000. I can guarantee you that.
Council's Naomi Dewar and Mayor Hillary Sheevy there. The cost, by the way, is over $100 million, and they're seeking sponsorships to try to offset that cost. Well, he's coming to Nevada, and probably not to gamble in a casino. President Trump is scheduled to visit Nevada next week to promote the changes in the nation's tax code, he says, will help Americans. The White House made the announcement yesterday, but gave no specifics on where he's going to be here in the Silver State. We reached out to Fox News. They told me they had not gotten an itinerary just yet. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:09.
Greg, in a debate last week in Reno, 7 Republican candidates hoping to fill Mark Amaday's second congressional. I'm going to take a little bit of artistic license with this. I'll pretend like I'm a journalist and say, hoping to fill the second congressional district's seat currently held by Mark Amaday, as opposed to saying that it is his seat. The person considered to be the front runner by the establishment, James Settlemyer, did not attend, but he was called out nonetheless. Settlemyer's credentials as a Republican called into question with his voting record on giving a driving privilege card to illegal aliens and supporting the funding of a bill paying to help illegals integrate or transition into Nevada and take advantage of taxpayer benefits. That bill was SB 186 that James Settlemyer did vote for. Danny Tarkanian defended a social media post agreeing with an article headlined, "I hate Trump, but I'm glad he won," quote unquote. And David Flippo says Representative Mark Amaday's seat can't fall into Democrats' hands, and that opponent James Settlemyer is a Republican in name only. Rhino. Fred Simon, former candidate for governor and the same second district seat, called Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo a carpetbagger, and Flippo responded that he's lived in the state for 12 years and, quote, "When do I get the credit of being from Nevada?" he asked. Sounds like a good time was had by all. You're listening to the noon news on KKFT, and you can follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. Let's take another quick look at traffic with Phil Galbraith. Phil?
We have an injury collision working right now on Pyramid Way at Aaron Drive. This is in Sparks. That's far north on Pyramid Way. Also in Reno, 400 block of Valley Road, we have a non-injury collision slowing things down on that suburban road. Otherwise, there are no collisions really working on 5080 or 395. I do want to remind you that 580 south of Reno, 580 southbound for the airport, it is closed. That exit is closed until the 17th. You'll want to use Plum Lane as an alternate route. It is 62 degrees in Sparks, 61 in Carson City, 63 in Smith Valley, 52 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's take a look at your weather.
We still have a little mild weather to enjoy, but definitely going to see signs of a changing weather pattern. Temperatures into the low 60s tomorrow, and then 50s for the weekend, and maybe 6 to 10 inches of snow by Sunday afternoon at Lake Tahoe. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up at 1, right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
During the Black Hawk War, a volunteer militia comprised of farmers and rough fellows from the backwoods of Illinois chose Abe Lincoln as their captain. Instilling discipline, Lincoln marched his rowdy company in wide formation headlong toward a fence. Forgetting the proper command to march his men two by two through a small gate, Lincoln ingeniously ordered the company halt, dismissing them to fall in again on the other side. Years later, as president, Lincoln declared having been selected as captain by his friends gave him more satisfaction than he had enjoyed since. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For 30 years, it has been our distinct pleasure to provide comfortable environments in the homes and businesses of our friends in Northern Nevada. We know you have many choices, and we would be honored to be your selected heating and cooling provider. Please visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Kenneth Quirk, General Manager of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for District Attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the District Attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Improving your yard? Need a new fence? Florence Fence installs it all. Wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, vinyl fence. Need an automatic gate? Florence Fence has automatic gate technicians ready to serve your needs. Call for a free estimate. 775-267-9918. That's 775-267-9918. Or FlorenceFenceInc.com.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Dang, I forgot the wakeboard. How am I supposed to enjoy myself without my favorite water activity? I mean, sure, we could still go tubing, fishing, or even just relax on a floaty, but without the wakeboard, what's the point?
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Mountain lions in our midst. I'm John Potter for the noon news. One recently was caught on a security camera near Carson Valley Golf Course. Now comes a report from Woodfords, California, near Markleyville, where a large mountain lion entered a home through a pet door and may have killed a dog. The Alpine County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that the mountain lion ran from the house and into the woods, so it's still out there. The Record Courier reports that Fish and Wildlife personnel are trying to track it down, along with a biologist and trapper. Mountain lions are native here, especially in rural and mountain areas. They typically stay away from humans, but with current dry conditions and encroachment on their habitat, these sightings are likely to increase. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
It's 12:16, 65 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. If you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Number one, winter's over? Maybe not. Big changes are coming starting tomorrow, and it could even mean snow for Reno. More weather directly ahead. Number two, you ever get the feeling you're being watched? Well, if you're along Reno's Truckee River waterfront, you soon will be. The city approving installing cameras along its part of the river downtown. And President Trump will visit Nevada, but we are not sure whether it's here or Las Vegas. We'll let you know as soon as we do. Point of clarification, earlier on the 4th of July parade story, I said $100 million. I actually meant to say $100,000. I know parades don't really cost that much, at least I hope they do not. It is our top national story this hour. A warning from Iran as the fragile ceasefire comes under strain. And word is that that's going to happen later. Meantime, we've also heard word that Melania, you probably heard this by now, Melania Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, issuing a statement from the White House regarding Jeffrey Epstein. She made a statement earlier.
The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect.
And that was from the White House just moments ago.
I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time.
And she denied any connections.
To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence.
Fox News with more on this coming up at 12:30. FM News Talk time, it is 12:18.
Taking a look at your traffic right now, everything is doing pretty darn well. That earlier collision on Pyramid Way at Aaron Drive has been cleared up. They're still working a broken down vehicle on the 400 block of Valley Road in Reno. That should also be cleared up here fairly shortly. And I just want to remind everybody that there are seven bridges on Interstate 80 between Reno and the California state line. They have started replacing all of them. There are going to be traffic delays and lane reductions probably for the next couple of years. So be prepared for delays on your way over to California. It is 62 degrees in Reno, 64 in Dayton, 67 in Yerington, 51 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your upcoming weather.
Pretty good-looking Thursday. A few clouds pointing to a changing weather pattern. The wind's going to be picking up as well. Low 60s tomorrow after upper 60s today. 50s for the weekend. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Coming off that good series in Albuquerque, the Aces have taken the first two from Salt Lake, winning 14-8 last night. Lou James Groover had six RBIs, including his first grand slam. The Aces were down 8-3 before scoring the next 11 runs. Nevada softballers kept it going, taking a doubleheader from San Diego State to make it four in a row. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And if you are just checking in, the News Watch continues. Some members of the Nevada congressional delegation are blasting President Trump's executive order limiting mail-in balloting.
Nevada Congresswoman Susie Lee says married women who have changed their names and want to register to vote would face major obstacles.
84% of women who have been married have changed their names. That's 69 million women. Their birth certificate will not be sufficient. They will have to get an affidavit to be able to register to vote.
The U.S. Senate has already begun debate on the SAVE Act and could vote on the legislation when it returns from its spring recess. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Filing suit over another presidential priority, ICE, and specifically the agreement the Las Vegas police have with immigration authorities, and they're taking this one all the way to the state Supreme Court.
Because this case raises serious questions about power and accountability in Nevada. The 287G agreement states that local law enforcement will carry out certain federal immigration enforcement actions inside local jails, including holding people even after a judge ordered that they be released. But under Nevada law, local agencies don't just get to decide to expand their authority on their own. The power has to come from the legislature, and in this case, it hasn't.
ACLU Nevada senior staff attorney Sadmira Ramek. Prices at the pump, you know this, they're high, and Nevada's attorney general says you can blame Governor Lombardo, at least in part.
I've issued a stark warning to gas companies to not price fix during this time of economic uncertainty. That's legislation that I passed that would have cracked down on price fixing of essential goods and services, including gasoline. But Governor Lombardo vetoed that bill. He chose instead to keep prices untenably high for Nevada families.
Attorney General Aaron Ford at a news conference earlier this week. You often hear this when you pull up to a drive-thru. Are you using a mobile app for your order today? I hate that. One Reno favorite, though, says that will not be happening with them.
Company owner Lindsay Snyder-Ellingson made the announcement during a recent talk at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Snyder-Ellingson was asked if In-N-Out ever intends to embrace automation. She said no, explaining she wants to keep the company running the way her grandparents founded it. She also said mobile ordering would take a piece of In-N-Out's culture away, such as interactions and customer service, and could also jeopardize the freshness of the food. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Prescribed burns in the Reno region caused some poor air quality earlier this week, but Northern Nevada Public Health says good news, the worst is over.
There's going to be half as much smoke. So yes, I would say it's the worst of it is over for the areas in which they got the impacts of it.
That's Brendan Schneider with NNPH talking with KTVN TV Channel 2. Officials in Alpine County are on the lookout for a mountain lion that apparently entered a home in the Woodfords area. It may have killed a dog. The lion apparently came in through an exterior pet door. Another airline says they're going to charge you more to check your bag.
American Airlines is the fifth since last week to announce increased bag fees, citing higher fuel costs. American's charging $10 more for the first and second check bags, so $50 for the first, $60 for the second when you pay at the airport with a $5 discount if you prepay or use the airline's app. It's $200 for the third check bag. That's a $50 increase. JetBlue was the first to announce the higher fees, followed by United, Delta, Southwest, and now American. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Another scam to be on the lookout for.
New safety regulations for air conditioning units have been finalized. And if your system is more than 3 years old, your monthly bill is scheduled to double by next month. To protect your rate, the state has authorized pre-qualified AC replacements and bill credits at no cost for homes with bills exceeding $120. We need to finalize your status immediately to prevent the rate hike.
Immediately. This one's in Florida, but the thing to know here is that voice you heard, it's completely AI, even though it just sounds like someone with a bad Southern accent. Now, if you get a call like that, hang up. We got some good news for all you guys out there, American men. They're living longer.
More men are living longer now when compared to a quarter century ago. The National Center for Health Statistics, using U.S. Census data, says the gap between the number of men and women reaching the age of 65 has narrowed since 2001. It used to be just over 70 men for every 100 women. As of last year, it's now more than 81 men for every 100 women. And the gap narrowed even more dramatically for those aged 80 or older, from 51 men to more than 68. Despite advances in senior health care, data scientists suggest the increased numbers are due to the aging of the already populous baby boomer generation. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's some good news for you. Despite the bad weather expected for this weekend, it might be a great time to hit the movie theaters. Let's take a look at your Taste of Hollywood.
Who are you calling old? Doja Cat is not amused with some ageist comments that have been made lately about Madonna. She posted a video on TikTok saying that she finds it interesting that someone would tell a musician who performs as a career to stop doing it. Cat also wonders if Madonna is getting hate because she's, quote, an older woman who feels sexy. We got a real look at the dark side of the moon this week from the Artemis II astronauts. Now the band, who wrote a rock anthem about it years ago, is working on a new album.
How I wish, you were here. We're just...
Eight Tracks is a collection of songs recorded between 1971 and 1979. It includes songs from Metal, Obscured by Clouds, The Dark Side of the Moon, an extended version of Pigs on the Wing, and more. According to a press release, Eight Tracks is a starting point for new listeners to discover the depth and breadth of Pink Floyd's peerless album catalog. The album will be out July the 5th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Fluffy is starting his own channel, and comedian Gabriel Iglesias is giving it his nickname. He's partnering with Latino-owned global entertainment company Fuse Media to start Fluffy TV. He says it's something that's needed now. Feel-good comedy for audiences of all ages. That's entertainment. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM News Talk Time, 1228. If you are about my age, you might remember the Dodge Caravan and or Plymouth Voyager. Well, they seem to have disappeared from the market, but minivans in general, well, they may be making a comeback.
Though formerly associated with soccer moms, experts say middle-aged men are driving the change behind the reemergence. Minivans are now being rebranded as lifestyle vehicles, and one New Jersey dealership owner said the vans provide additional utility. However, the shift is also about economics, as data from Edmunds shows a full-size SUV averages just over $77,000, while a minivan costs approximately $48,000. I'm Wendy Swanson.
The Justice Department investigating whether the NFL has forced fans into paying too much in subscription fees to watch the games. Many of the league's games are now broadcast on streaming platforms like Prime and Netflix after years of games airing on broadcast TV, which is free. The DOJ is looking into antitrust and anti-competitive tactics related to games airing on the platforms. Word is that there at least one senator wants an investigation into whether there was a violation of the Sports Broadcasting Act. FM News Talk time. It is 12:30. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. I'm Greg Nift.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox News.
News. I'm John Saucier. Iran is still reportedly limiting ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Maryland Democratic Representative Glenn Ivey criticizing the president for saying he might join Iran in charging a toll on ships passing through that strait.
It's a bargaining chip for them that they're going to use. And instead of saying, nope, you got to put it back so it's free passage again, he's talking about working with them and splitting. That's outrageous. I just think that's crazy.
Despite those comments, the White House says the president opposes tolls on the critical shipping lane. Georgia Republican Clay Fuller defeating Democrat Sean Harris to fill the seat vacated by former Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The congressman-elect on Fox says he's confident going into November.
Obviously, one thing that people aren't talking about is this was a special election. Mm-hmm. And so turnout was different in a special election than our normal primary. So we're looking forward to continuing to win this thing and dominate this race heading into November.
America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31. Good afternoon to you. So glad you're with us here on this Thursday, almost to your weekend. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. 65 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Big changes to the weather on the way, which we will hear from in just moments. A new study finds that raising a child in the U.S. now costs more than $300,000. That's according to a LendingTree report, and word is the most expensive state to raise a child, by the way. It is California. No surprise there. Well, Amazon is ending support of Kindle e-readers maybe before 2012. Didn't know they even existed before 2012. They'll be bricked on May 20th, after which they will not be able to connect to the Kindle store and download any new content. So if you got an old e-reader that's a Kindle, you might very well have to change that up. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Scientists may have a new way of trying to prevent bone loss. A recent study out of Germany identifies a receptor that, when activated, is able to strengthen bone density in mice to address bone damage. The lead author of the study, Dr. Julianne Lehmann, says it highlights the great potential that this receptor holds for medical applications in an aging population. April is Stress Awareness Month, and one expert is offering tips to lessen stress in the morning, which will improve mental health. Bina Perswad is a psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, and she says preparation is key. She says that means getting out clothes, making meals, and getting other things done the night before.
Stress is our body's natural response to perceived challenges or threats. Over a period of time, it could become very harmful to both our mental health and our physical health if there is no what we call a recovery period.
Perswad recommends also avoiding picking up the phone right away in the morning and trying to meditate instead. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Meantime, there's a new pill that's being tested that reduces blood pressure for people having trouble lowering it through existing drugs. A trial at University College London shows that those who were tested saw a significant drop in their blood pressure after 12 weeks, lowering the risk of heart attack and stroke. Doctors say this pill could be a game changer for scores of people with hypertension. The results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's 12:33 at FM News Talk.
I don't know about you, but when the engine light comes on, I'm not comfortable heading to a repair center alone. Not at Equality Automotive in Reno. No matter who you are, what you drive, or how much or how little you know about cars, drivers have enjoyed the best service for years at Equality Automotive. Love the $59 5-quart oil change special. Equal service and treatment for every customer. EqualityAutomotiveReno.com. Call 384-1848.
When the time comes for a dignified farewell, choose Simple Cremation in Reno. Cost-effective ceremonies, no hidden fees, just respectful direct cremation services that let your family focus on what matters most, honoring your loved one with care and compassion. Affordable with options for everyone, even no-cost assistance in qualifying cases. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice for heartfelt, straightforward cremation. Visit simplecremation.us. Peace of mind starts here. 324-3720.
The new 99.1 FM Talk app is here, and it does it all. Wake up to 99.1 with the built-in alarm. Tap the menu for podcasts, use the timer, message or email us with the speech bubble, connect on Facebook and X, tap the microphone and send us a shout-out, and link straight to 991fmtalk.com. It's talk radio everywhere you go. Download the brand new 99.1 FM Talk app. It's free.
FM Talk Weather.
From the 70s yesterday to the upper 60s today to low 60s tomorrow, and then 50s for the weekend. And the weekend could be wet. Winter storm watch in the mountains Saturday to Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news. KKFT.
A search of activity in home buying. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Well, despite the ever-rising prices, the local real estate market is still going strong. New sales numbers are just in. 509 homes and condos were sold in the month of March. That's up a big 34% over February, jumping 11% over last year. The median price of a single-family residence in Reno Sparks is also up, now at $600,000, up 3.5% over February and 5% over last year. That translates to a median price per square foot of just over $315. The number of days a home stays on the market dropped 23%. All these signs show that it's becoming more of a seller's market in town. The robust buyer demand brought a drop in home inventory down 29%. We're now at a month and a half supply. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as investors monitor developments in the Middle East. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for their seventh straight session of gains, while the price of U.S. crude is hovering around $97 a barrel. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher, led by consumer cyclicals, industrials, and utilities. Monthly price increases, as measured by the Fed's preferred gauge, which is the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, sped up in February, but were in line with expectations. Amazon's e-pharmacy division will distribute Eli Lilly's oral GLP-1 pill through its same-day delivery service in more than 3,000 cities and expanding by 4,500 by the year's end. Lilly is hoping to compete with Novo Nordisk's successful Wegovy pill, which has been available since the start of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:38. Good afternoon to you. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios. Time right now for something we do every day around this time right here on the news at noon. It's time for A Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal with Keystone CPAs right here in downtown Reno, 775-786-4900. Mike, thank you again, as always, for taking some time out from your very busy schedule that I know that you're rushing through right now through April 15th. And I've got a question for you. This is something that's always been on my mind. If you file an extension, it seems like, you know, maybe the easy way out, maybe the off-ramp if you're having some difficulty with the IRS. If you get an extension, though, is that a green light for the IRS to say, audit time?
Actually, great question. I will tell you, generally, filing an extension will reduce your likelihood of audit. Let me help you understand why.
Okay.
So generally, the IRS and their audit methodology, they assign a certain volume of audits. And so in essence, the ones teed for audit are the first ones out of the gate every year. So the first people to file are oftentimes the first people audited. By the time they get through the late summer, early fall, their audit for 2025 is full. So that's why I always file my personal tax return on October 15th.
October.
Business returns September 15th, because there's a less of a likelihood that those are going to be audited. You don't want to be the first one through the gate to get shot at by the IRS.
Now, let me ask you this here for a second. I've often heard this. If you make like under $100,000, which most Americans do, is it less likely that you would be audited? I mean, is it too small potatoes for the IRS to worry about?
Actually, a great question. Again, great question. It really depends. And so if you have a small business, Schedule C, you're about 15% likely to be audited versus if you're a W-2 employee, 0.1%. So 150 times more likely to be audited as a Schedule C than just an individual W-2 employee. If you're claiming the earned income credit, high likelihood of audit because there's a lot of fraud that happens with the earned income credit. So actually, more audits done on earned income credit than, you know, the 1%. But that's just because that's where the fraud happens. So actually, a little counterintuitive. W-2 employee, you really don't have to worry about it. If you're a Schedule C business owner, I would not be a Schedule C business owner because you're in the crosshairs.
As they say in the Hunger Games, may the odds ever be in your favor. Speaking of Schedule C's and business owners and such, if you're starting up a business here, if you're, you know, tax time is over, if you're looking to expand yourself, get into something new, if you're trying to start a business, well, first of all, what is an S-Corp anyway, and how, and should you start as one?
Well, so an S-Corp is a legal fiction. That is, it started with it. You were either a C corporation or a sole proprietorship or a partnership. C corporation pays tax. There's two levels of tax. S corporations is tax as a corporation, but the income flows through to the owner. And they made very rigid rules around this because it was new art. But now with limited liability companies, it's not that big of a deal. But the S-Corp rules are you don't pay self-employment tax on the distributive share of your S-Corp earnings. So a lot of people say, you know, attorneys will say, oh, when you start your business, start as an S-Corp. Well, it, usually when you start your business, Greg, you lose money, right? So there's no benefit to being an S-Corp. It's expensive to be an S-Corporation. You need to file a separate S-Corporation return, Form 1120S. You need to pay yourself a reasonable wage. So you got payroll expenses on top of tax preparation expenses. So what I tell people is always start. Always start as LLC, limited liability company. Single member LLC, it files on Schedule C. If you don't want to have that audit risk aimed at your head, file with your spouse, file a partnership return. Easy squeezy, you know. And then, you know, in that case, you file that partnership return. You don't have to have a reasonable wage. You still deduct all your expenses as normal, or file on Schedule C. Pick your path. But then once you're profitable, you need the benefit of the S corporation. And usually you might not even know that you're profitable till the end of the year. Maybe your books aren't quite as up to date as you might want. Oh, I made all this money. Now what? Well, if you have an LLC, you can do a retroactive S election back 3 years and 75 days. So really back to 2022, if we're talking now, if you wanted to take advantage of that. So, and I think those are things where you always start as an LLC. You can always later elect to be an S-Corp. Don't go through the rigor of the S-Corp headaches if you don't need to.
Mike, coming up tomorrow, I want you to wear green because we're going to explain something to listeners called the Augusta Rule. I noticed today you're not wearing green, which is, if you're going to talk about the Masters, that's kind of sacrilegious. So, you can't see that on the radio, of course, but trust me, I'm in the studio with him. So Mike Bosba, the principal from Keystone CPAs in downtown Reno, he can help you with everything that he just talked about. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike, we'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right, 1243 right here on FM News Talk.
A 60-year-old man was arrested earlier this week after allegedly punching and spitting on a firefighter who was assisting him into an ambulance. Deputies arrested Robert Frack of Carson City for the appropriately named gross misdemeanor crime. Frack was observed stumbling into traffic near College Parkway. Carson sheriffs responded, saw him stumble into traffic, approached, and smelled alcohol on him. He blew a .260, high intoxication, no pun intended. A firefighter medic arrived and was helping the man into the ambulance when the man punched the firefighter in the stomach and then spit on him. Frack was arrested for alleged battery on a protected person. You're listening to the Noon News. Give a shout out with the app. Just tap on the menu bar and send us a shout out. Let us know what you think. Get yourself the app. It's free in the App Store. And do just that. Or you can text at 775-884-9910. Do not text and drive. Here's Phil with a look at traffic during the Noon News on 99.1 FM Talk.
Doing pretty darn good on the freeways right now. No collisions to tell you about. No real backups to give you any problems. Remember to slow down in construction zones. It's important. And Mill Street, they are doing a whole bunch of repaving between 580 and Wells Avenue. They still haven't torn down that Wiener Schnitzel. Can you believe it? Anyway, it is one lane in each direction and very slow. Consider using 2nd Street as an alternate route. Taking a look at your temperature, it's always a little cooler in Verdi. It's 57 degrees, 62 in Minden, 63 in Wellington, 52 degrees at Incline Village, and let's take a look at the weather.
We still have a little mild weather to enjoy, but definitely going to see signs of a changing weather pattern. Temperatures into the low 60s tomorrow, and then 50s for the weekend, and maybe 6 to 10 inches of snow by Sunday afternoon at Lake Tahoe. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come and see what they can do for you. Coming up at 1, right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Are you looking for the perfect trailer? Carson City Trailer has it. From utility and dump to horse or car trailers, at Carson City Trailer, we're not just a dealership, we're your partners. Our mission is to match you with the ideal trailer backed by exceptional service and support. Visit us today at 6441 Highway 50 East. Carson City Trailer, hauling solutions, expert repairs, and a fully stocked parts department. Everything you need, all in one place.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It's our top national story if you're just checking in. A warning from Iran as the fragile ceasefire comes under some strain.
Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says their hands remain on the trigger. He maintains that Israel's attacks on Hezbollah militants in Lebanon are a violation of the ceasefire, and if they continue, negotiations would be meaningless. Iran and the US are due to meet for talks in Pakistan this weekend. The Strait of Hormuz remains at a near standstill despite the ceasefire terms calling for its reopening. Ship traffic is at less than a tenth of normal levels. Iran says vessels will only be allowed to transit in coordination with its military. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And it is our top local story. We can call this one Winter's Revenge. Get ready for some massive changes in the weather pattern. Snow could be measured in feet in some locations, possibly a dusting of the white stuff in Reno. The National Weather Service issuing a winter storm storm watch along the Sierra and I-80 corridor starting tomorrow afternoon at 5, lasting through the weekend. Now, here's the deal. 1 to 2 feet of snow possible above 4,500 feet, of which we are just under right here in Reno, with up to 3 to 4 feet along the highest peaks there. For Lake Tahoe, snow totals could reach 6 to 10 inches around the lake, with as much as 28 inches above 7,000 feet and along the Sierra passes. As for those ski resorts, they're still going right now. Mount Rose, Palisades, and Kirkwood, well, they're still trucking right along here, and it's not clear whether the snow that's forecast for this weekend will be enough to extend the season into May for the three I just mentioned there. FM News Talk time, it is 12:50.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Reno Aces with a big comeback. Wolfpack softballers keep winning. And a high school baseball game this afternoon, one of the best of the regular season. Aces were down 8-3 going into the fifth against Salt Lake City. They won the game 14-8. The Nevada Wolfpack softball team swept a doubleheader from San Diego State. And this afternoon, Reno is hosting Minogue in baseball. They are number one and number two in Northern Nevada, according to Max Preps. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
The Carson Nugget has two incredible comedy shows coming your way. First, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will be performing in the Grand Showroom on Saturday, April 25th.
I was sitting next to my ex-wife. She was getting makeup on, and I heard the makeup artist say she'd gotten a facelift. My ex-wife wanted one. And I said, no, you're not getting a facelift. Obviously, I don't care what you look like. I married you the way you are. And the next thing I know, I got bloody scratch marks down the side of my face.
Then, Fox News Network comedian Tom Shalhoub will be performing on Saturday, May 30th. Both shows will sell out. So get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Arnold, April 25th, and Tom Shalhoub, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Pretty good looking Thursday. A few clouds pointing to a changing weather pattern. The wind's going to be picking up as well. Low 60s tomorrow after upper 60s today. 50s for the weekend. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
It is 12:55 at FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. 66 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. As we continue right along on this Thursday, it is your top local story. You are on camera, at least you soon will be, as Reno City Council approves of the use of grant money to install cameras along the downtown waterfront along the Truckee River there. Not everyone was in favor, so says one person at City Council yesterday.
Terrible use of money. This to me feels like nothing more than a desire to like get rid of unhoused people than to actually like show up for community.
And that, again, was one of the people during public comment during Reno City Council as council approved the cameras. They'll be using grant money to install those cameras. Well, the Reno City Council also approving a 4th of July parade right in front, right in time, I should say, for America's 250th birthday. But not everyone on council was in favor, particularly over the costs, reference to council members.
Okay, I can't support that. Thank you.
Okay.
I can't either.
Okay.
I'm definitely in support of option one.
Okay.
Council members Brandi Anderson and Kathleen Taylor there yesterday. Others say the cost not really a big deal.
And I'm certainly going to make a pitch. I'm certainly sure you are to for sponsorships.
It's not going to cost the city $100,000. I can guarantee you that.
And that was Council's Naomi Dewar and Mayor Hillary Sheevy at the council meeting yesterday. Well, he's coming to Nevada, probably not to gamble at a casino. President Trump is scheduled to visit Nevada next week to promote changes in the nation's tax code. He says are going to help Americans. The White House made the announcement yesterday, but gave no specifics on where he'll be in Nevada. We did reach out to Fox News, and they told me they had not gotten an itinerary just yet. Some members of the Nevada congressional delegation are blasting President Trump's executive order limiting mail-in balloting.
Nevada Congresswoman Susie Lee says married women who have changed their names and want to register to vote would face major obstacles.
84% of women who have been married have changed their names. That's 69 million women. Their birth certificate will not be sufficient. They will have to get an affidavit to be able to register to vote.
The U.S. Senate has already begun debate on the SAVE Act and could vote on the legislation when it returns from its spring recess. I'm Suzanne Potter.
New this hour, a house fire in Dayton under investigation. Central Lyon Fire says their crews were rushed to the scene off Grosh Avenue around 3:30 this morning. When they arrived, they found smoke and fire from a single-wide modular home. All the people who were living there were evacuated prior to the crews getting there. One person who lived there was treated for smoke inhalation, as was a pet. Crews were able to extinguish the fire. It's not clear just how that fire started. Well, prices at the pump are pretty high, and Nevada's Attorney General says you can blame Governor Lombardo, at least in part.
I've issued a stark warning to gas companies to not price fix during this time of economic uncertainty. That's legislation that I passed that would have cracked down on price fixing of essential goods and services, including gasoline. But Governor Lombardo vetoed that bill. He chose instead to keep prices untenably high for Nevada families.
And that, again, was Attorney General Aaron Ford at a news conference in Las Vegas. A quick personal note. I've heard from so many folks who say they're so happy to hear me on the radio again, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for all your support. I'm really glad to be here right here on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Jerry will be back with me tomorrow, and we will be covering all the news in Northern Nevada, live and local as always. We're glad that you are with us, and you're glad that you're sticking with us. It means a lot to us. FM News Talk time. It is 12:59. My name is Greg Neft. Make it a great Thursday, everyone. See ya.
First with Fox. First on FM.
99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.